Okay.
Welcome to House Seats Presents. It's rave day. It's Friday. We have a special show for you today. I'll take off the glasses. I'm okay. It is earlier than we normally do our show. We normally do our show at 3 o'clock. Oh, so okay. It's a little earlier for us.
We could have done it at 3.
But it's okay. That's all right. I'm up. We're ready to go. We have a very special guest here today, Matt Salcido.
Yes.
Matt is not only in the entertainment community here in Vegas and Ka, works with Ka, he has a special place in our heart. He was the star of one of the stars in Under the Electric Sky that was put out by Insomniac in 2014.
Yes.
He and his wife were one of the stars of the show. It's a documentary about what the Electric Daisy Carnival is all about and what it's evolved to. So, you know, in lieu of our, well, we have a little bit of a weekend recap, and the weekend recap is really about EDC.
Right.
Because that was our weekend. We were talking this morning. My partner Jay and I were talking this morning. This was a week ago. We are getting ready for the largest gathering in Nevada,
yeah,
it seems like.
In Northern America.
I read a lot, you know, I've read a lot over the years about it because I've been very curious about it. And I'm actually really excited to do this show because what I'll recap is what my first experiences were. And then we're going to talk about your experiences in it because, you know, I came off of the first 3 days I went in 2013. I went on Facebook and posted so many photos on Monday morning at like 6-7 o'clock in the morning. Perfect time to do this when you're coming off of 3 days of this. So excited to share with everybody about it.
Right.
And in fact, my first introduction to the studio that we're in, I was a guest on another person's show here. Jesse and Lisa, Jesse Talks, Lisa Listen. And, they had me on to talk about happiness and sort of, I had done a seminar on happiness and one of the things, and they had caught me right before the week of EDC last year.
Right.
And so, hi, and that's our audience out there. Hi audience. Woo! We have our leg warmers on today. We're doing our Suzanne Summers or whatever. And so after I came home from that weekend, I posted every picture I possibly could. Some that I probably might not have wanted to post, as you can see there. You know, that was my paying homage to Steve Rebell from Studio 54 with my armband and my, I think those feathers have been long gone now from the past, but those were my Cher feathers.
Oh yeah.
My
definitely
headdress.
Remember that stage.
Oh yeah.
Love that stage.
So that was Kinetic Field.
Yeah. That's such a like Alice in Wonderland feel.
This was a show. This was a photo I'd rather probably not have shared.
I wore that on the first day.
Did you?
Year. Yeah, I did.
I love the light up headbands. Those are the best.
Right.
And a shirt that probably didn't really fit me properly. And, you know.
Does it really need to fit, though?
It does not.
No.
And that's one of the reasons why EDC is so much fun, because you can wear whatever you want. And normally me, who never takes a shirt off ever in public like that, I'm not one of those that do that very comfortably. No problem out there. Because it's all love. You don't care. I mean, I saw a man probably 300-400 pounds in a tutu. And I was like, go. You go. And there's no judgment. And that's one thing I love the most about it. So when I came home and I recapped my weekend in a very long soliloquy, crying most of the way through it, because I was like, what is this? Being from Vegas, and obviously it started coming here in 2011 when it left LA to come to Vegas to the Speedway. We'd see people in the casino because I worked different shows in the casino too. And we'd make our way through and people would be walking around in these leg warmers and all this candy. And I had no idea what it was. I had no idea much about the community. I knew DJs were on the rise in Vegas, but I didn't really know anything about the industry itself, which is now, as I read, a $7 billion industry a year. This Electric Daisy, the electric music movement, which people think, oh, it's just a fad. It'll go away. It is not going anywhere. So I brought you on because you have been through a progression of EDCs and you've been going for almost as long as it's been in around.
Right.
About 20 years you've been raving.
Well, I started in 98 and then we took a long gap because we had kids.
Okay.
And then
we started a little momentary thing.
Yeah. So it's been quite a ride.
What is it like for you when you think, you know, when it's about 400,000 in attendance for the whole weekend, almost about 140,000 people a day at the Speedway to 1998, where it was probably more of a
you just
closeted.
Walk right up, they'll check you and you walk right in.
Yeah.
There's like maybe two tents.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe like a food thing here and a merchandise thing there, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Right. But I mean, when you went, and in all those years ago, was this in California that you were going?
Well, you would get your tickets, and then the day before or the day of, you would call the hotline, and they're like, "This is where you have to go." So we're in, Riverside, and they're like, "Oh, you have to go to Fresno." And you're like, "Holy crap, gotta go all the way to Fresno."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very underground.
Very underground.
And how many people would probably gather at this kind of function back then?
Back then, I want to say maybe
like 1,000.
Just guessing, maybe 5,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's still pretty large. And they had a hotline that they just sent it out to everyone's phone and said, "Here's where you're gonna meet."
No, you'd have to call.
Oh, you'd have to call. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, for us here in Vegas, and I know that, you know, you're a part of the industry now. You work over at Ka.
Right.
You work over at the MGM, and you're around a lot of performance. And how long have you been with Ka here?
Been with Ka like about 12 years.
Okay. Now. Yeah. So basically about its inception too.
Yeah. I was there in the beginning. Yeah.
Okay. For you, and what is your primary role over there at Ka?
My primary role, I'm rigging. I'm backstage.
So okay.
I make sure the artists are safe. We do a lot of safety measures back there. We check the airbags, the nets, all that stuff before the show starts. And we just make sure everything is ready to go for the show.
It's kosher.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be an acrobat there for almost 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And your family is all related in the industry, too. You have children who actually grew up doing Love.
Yeah. My son was in the Beatles Love show for almost 4 years. Andy.
Andy Wright with us.
Yeah, that's right. He was his teacher for a long time, and he has some very amazing stories about Seth that would just make you cry.
And how old was Seth when he started?
He was 9.
Okay.
Yeah, he was 9. He was 12 when he finished.
Now, your kids obviously do play a very integral role in your part in the movie, and they chronicle it. Under the Electric Sky chronicles some characters throughout their rave life. There's a small trailer that we're showing of it. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, you can download that. You can watch it on, Netflix. It's there. You can watch it on Insomniac.com.
Yeah, Insomniac. But I think Netflix actually took it down.
They did? Okay.
Reason, yeah.
Well, go to Insomniac.com. You'll be able to find a link to watch that.
Exactly.
To or download iTunes it, to rent it. iTunes. Yeah, you can definitely rent it on iTunes.
Yeah.
It's worth watching. So here, we're just going to play throughout the show some video and photos, but this gives you the idea, and from a backstage perspective. So this is something I want to work on for next year. I want to get out there while they're setting it up. I think, fireworks. I'm getting goosebumps. Oh, hi. We're getting goosebumps out there. I know everybody. The staging is probably one of the most amazing things you can ever see.
The production value is it's on point. Like,
yeah.
There's no other place that does it like Pasquale.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows how to do it.
Yeah. Even to the point of before, we'll backtrack for everyone who's watching to give you the education on EDC. It wasn't his to begin with. It was a couple other gentlemen who started it.
Right.
But he evolved it. Obviously, they carried on the name. But they even lost money for the production value in the beginning. They'd spend more than they would make doing it because it is all about us going.
And I think he still does that to this day. Like,
yeah.
He'll throw these huge, massive raves.
Oh, yeah.
And then just go and throw it all back in and make an even better stage.
Yeah, that's what we've noticed.
Since EDC started here in Las Vegas, Kinetic Field has never been the same.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's always different every year.
Yeah, they don't recycle, their stages from the same year. They might have pieces, but overall, you're looking at a brand new setup every time you go to these. And that's what's exciting. You read about it, it really is for the attendees. It really is for the headline. There's our crew. I don't want to cry during the show, but the thing about it is you meet lifelong friends. And these are all, I slept well enough last night. I shouldn't have tears in my eyes, but everybody, people we didn't even know a year ago are some of these people in this picture.
Right.
We didn't even know them a couple years ago. There's some lifelong friends in here we brought with us and converted them to this. Right. And I still remember when, we had a friend of ours at the restaurant who brought us some passes back in 2013. They were just cards then, not wristbands.
And, they're like credit cards.
Yeah, they're like little credit cards. And so they dropped off 4 to the restaurant, and I was like, what is this? And I couldn't get anyone to go with me right off the bat. I did. I eventually had a few people come with me, and we were talking before the show because, sort of the history for me in getting involved and being interested was, I had those cards And we decided to go last minute on that Friday night in 2013. And we went there, we got there about 11, and fireworks are going off. Fireworks that would definitely, you know, drown out anyone else's July 4th festivities. I've even been to the mall in Washington, D.C.
What was it like for you walking through the tunnel for the first time?
Oh, yep. Goosey's right there. Everyone's first time coming out of that and seeing what they have done with the Speedway. Because we've been to NASCAR. We've been to other things at the Speedway. Yeah. Somebody posted that on social media before and after. Yeah. That is absolutely accurate. Yeah. It is by far, you walk in and you can't describe it to anyone. You really can't. And their first time, we had some first timers with us this time. They've gone to other regional festivals that Insomniac does in California, like Beyond and Nocturnal Wonderland, which they do throughout the year. But nothing prepares you for EDC.
No, nothing at all. My original thought, like when you walk through and you see that, you know, the cartoon Pinocchio?
Yeah.
And he goes to the island and they're all drinking and having a good time.
Pleasure Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone turns into a fox.
It was a donkey, right?
Or donkey, yeah.
Yeah, and even this year at EDC, they had like a post thing where you can go and send a postcard to whoever you want.
Yeah.
It was Father's Day this week. And so I sent one to my dad and I said, "Dear Dad, I'm stuck on an island. I've turned into a donkey. Come help me.
Please come help
P.S.
me.
P.S. Watch out for whales."
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Nice. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we did that. We went, it was that area where they had like sort of the post office, the little schoolhouse. So we went over there and left notes. Yeah, the wedding chapel, which we're going to get to because that's where you played a major role in 2013. Yeah, we filled out like a little, there was a little schoolhouse. So the teacher gives you assignments and you're out there filling out little assignments. I mean, it is like being a big kid out at these events. Yeah. Oh, this is a little recap. You know, everybody's doing this apparently on Facebook. They're putting who's that guy? Mr. Lucky. That was my first profile photo on Facebook. Everybody's doing these like, "Hey, what was your first profile picture? And what do you look like now?" And I couldn't on the app I was using. I couldn't get my head smaller now. Cause I'm like, my head's so big right now. It makes me look like ginormous man.
Was this in the helicopter?
So yes. So yeah, we were fortunate enough to work with Maverick and get a helicopter round trip on Saturday of EDC. That is the way to go, I have to say. We will incorporate that at least one day every year when we go to get out there in helicopter, because you get there in 8 minutes from touchdown to touchdown.
Yeah.
I think on the way home, we ran into Holly Madison. She was flying home at the same time we were. So, you know,
this year.
Was
She about ready to pop?
She's Prego. Yeah. But she was out there supporting her husband. Holly Madison, of course, is married to Pasquale Rotella, the man in charge of Insomniac Entertainment, who, you know, she was out there and supporting her husband and being out there, you know, chilling with her homies. Chilling. Hi, Tanya.
Walking it off.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and then seeing it from above, yeah, that is a whole other experience when you get a chance to actually see all the things. Because when they take off, when you leave, they take off and go around the speedway, so you can actually see from above what's going on. So there's fireworks going off. There's flames coming off of the stages.
Did you see the night where the jets were going by?
Yeah.
And the afterburn, it was so cool. Like,
I thought we were at war or something. I think that Nellis is shipping off all these planes. I said, "Did we miss something?" I mean, literally, they're sending like fighter jets and major planes are going off. I'm like, "What is going on? Are we deploying people today?" I'm like, "I don't know." It was crazy.
Yeah, we're like, Nellis is like right there.
Oh, one of the years we went, we rode on the Red Bull party bus. We're not going to do that again. There was no air conditioning on there. Love you, Red Bull. There was no air conditioning on there. And all they served was Red Bull and no water. So we were on that bus for 3 hours. And it went through Nellis. They had special permission to drive shuttles through Nellis Air Force Base. So you actually went through the base to get to EDC. Yeah. So we're not going to do that again. We did a party bus one of the days too. And that was actually, it took us not much time at all. He knew back ways and hideways and sideways.
Definitely, like being, you and I being from Vegas, you definitely learn your way around. For sure.
And this was the first year we actually went start to finish. So we got there, as you can see, the sun's up still. We got there two of the nights the gates had just opened when we got there. And one of the other nights it was, I think it was maybe 10 minutes after it opened or something too. So we went from start to finish.
Right.
And it was warm, but it was, so this is you. So let's get to some things about you here. So this is your crew. This is your Ray crew, family. Yeah.
That's my son right there.
That's your son right here.
Yeah.
So this was his first EDC.
Yeah.
He's now 18 years old and now it's generational.
Yeah.
This is so cool. This is so cool. For all of those of you watching, and I know Keely over here, Keely wants to come next year, I think, too. She wanted to come
Keely,
this year.
Keely, you've never been?
Never been.
Oh, yeah,
oh she's been. Okay. Yeah, yeah. My background is raving. She's a background raver. Yeah, she had. I'm repeating what she's saying because you can't hear her. She would get a flyer to go, just like you were talking
old
about.
Old school, yeah. You'd call the number, and this is where you need to go.
You know, yeah, and it's given birth to a lot of other festivals out there and other major festivals in Europe that they go on. In fact, when we were talking prior to the show, I was so excited after 2013 that I went and I looked up Armin van Buuren, who was one of my favorite DJs at the time, and actually went to Amsterdam and saw one of his sets out there.
Wow.
He did a 6-hour set at the Ziggo Dome, which is, I guess, sort of equivalent to like a T-Mobile arena here in Vegas, and it was packed. And then after that, he did a vinyl set. For all of those who think they just press play, he came down and did a vinyl set in the middle of the showroom. They know how to do it, and they've built an entire business on training others to do it. And everyone has their own sound. Everyone has their own thing. And there are probably about 8 to 9 different stages and setups at EDC where you can hear different types of music. So I think a lot of people, and why one of the reasons why I want to do this show, aside from what we normally do, where we interview a lot of the performers on the strip, I like to talk about the business of things, but I also like to talk about how the fact that this is a movement, and you know, we're part of a generation that this is our equivalent to what was Woodstock for our family. And you know, my parents, they're very like my parents both text me and just said, stay hydrated and be safe. Yeah. That's all they wanted to write me because they know they did things. I mean, I don't think my parents did Woodstock too much. Yeah. They were a little more sheltered.
My favorite totem of the weekend, you know, the totems where you know, they have the big long things.
So people can find each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My favorite totem of the weekend was drink water or you'll die.
Yeah. That's very smart.
Yeah,
because that's literally what, and we try really hard every year to, you know, keep the rate of things happening down so that Insomniac continues to put these on, because part of the reason they left LA is they had an incident with people stampeding. It was only because they were over capacity, someone said, but here, you know, we have a large enough place to house everybody. Everyone felt safe, even post Orlando. Everyone felt safe going to this because we're protected. There's cops everywhere. There's protection. They take very good care of us out there. There's first aid tents. If anyone gets dehydrated for any reason,
ground control everywhere. Yeah,
everyone is there to take care of you and let you have your fun. And I think that's where, you know, people's misconceptions about these kind of events are. Yes, it happens in the middle of summer. It could happen in the spring, but this is when Vegas can take this kind of event. We are a little slower, so we can take, you know, an influx of all these bodies coming in, and everyone can generally afford hotel rooms, and it's a great crowd to be able to stimulate our economy. That's really what it's all about. But I think the point I was getting to, I can't remember, it is here to stay. And it is what our family did the year prior. So people are going to be worried about their kids because they did the same things when they were young. And they're like, don't do what I did. It's all a reverse of like, please. But it's a safer environment, I feel, than probably those early times where there was not probably a lot of mandated. There was probably not as much security and help and assistance for people who just want to have fun with their friends.
Yeah, exactly. It was a nice thing this year of like showing my son like, okay, this is how we do it.
You know what
I mean? This is how you stay safe.
Yeah.
You know, be responsible.
I love that. And I want to be able to do that for our children. And that's what we've really done for our friends that come with us. I mean, you know, the friends that we've brought over the years now who have now brought other friends and other friends and other friends. It's really, they have educated them on what to do. And there's a lot of love between everybody. So everyone's out to protect each other. And if you lose anybody, you know, you have meeting places. Yeah, there's so, exactly. I mean, I got lost.
Meetup place.
Yeah. It's very important to have meetup places. I think you text me your meetup spots. We, you know, we had some meetup spots, but I got lost the first year. I got lost for about 2 hours. But I did tell people where I would be after a while. So you can still enjoy yourself.
That? You can get lost and be like, hey, what's going on? Like, oh, I'm lost. They'll be like, come with us, party with us until you find your way.
Yeah.
People just accept you and bring you in. I'm like, hey, come, let's just go.
Come with our group. And so that's kind of when the movie came out, and you'll see that the different pockets of people, how you get ready for it. And I wish we could show a lot more of the video, but if you watch, you and your wife had been married before, or this is your actual wedding.
This is our actual wedding right here.
Cause you can go and renew your vows. You can go have a wedding ceremony. You can get married with friends, but the actual real wedding. So tell us about how it came about for you guys to choose EDC and to be chosen for the movie in this.
It was our first year going, and we were driving and I just like look over, I'm like, hey, let's get married here next year. And she just like looked over at me and was like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just kind of like one of those like wow moments. So you just get like chills. I got chills right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were just like, yes, this is how we're going to do it. This is where we're going to do it.
And Allie, your
is
wife,
that my phone?
It's ringing.
I apologize.
It's okay. We'll dance to it right now. It might be his wife.
That's
Allie
right there.
There you go. See,
should I answer?
Answer it. Answer on the phone. Get her on the phone.
Hi,
I
honey.
Love this.
Hold on. Hi, babe.
Hi, Allie. Hi.
We're on the show right
yes.
now.
Oh.
We can hear you loud and clear on the show. We're looking at your backside right now, on your in your wedding dress and your white veil of light up headband there.
Oh yes, yes.
You called at the perfect time. How did you? Cool. This is awesome. How did you? Not even planned at all. I love it. How did you get involved in the rave world? And how did you decide that this would be? You know, most women dream of a large wedding with flowers and, you know, swans. I don't know what, something like that. What made you?
One of my really good friends from Disney. She introduced me to it, and she was kind of like my twin, and we did everything
they
together.
Exactly like.
Yeah. Crazy. All right.
And yeah, so she brought me to my first rave, or EDC actually.
Okay.
In 98. And then, yeah, just loved it from then on.
I love this. I love that she called in, and we have a crystal clear. Thank you for technology here on.
I never have my phone on ring anyway.
That's
and I
awesome.
Apologize for that,
that's okay.
Out.
She knew her ears were ringing. Literally, definitely. She's probably saying it's supposed to happen today because Jay out here, my partner, he's like, "Isn't they should make EDC two weekends?" And so he was saying in the elevator, he's like, "I have enough
Coachella
rest
style.
Now." Yeah,
in
yeah. Coachella style. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, "I have enough energy if we go out to the Speedway now." I'm like, I don't know if I can do that.
Oh my gosh.
We just now recovered.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't know. I couldn't do two.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just getting old.
No. What is it like for you now when the movie came out, it premiered at Sundance, and did you guys get a chance to go to Sundance?
We
to
did.
See? Oh.
We did. They let us come and,
so awesome.
And view it there for the first time. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
That was really cool. Amazing.
And so what an ultimate wedding video you have, you know.
I know.
Not a cheesy
forever,
wedding video done by somebody. It's like,
you know,
forever with Pasquale and everybody related to, you know, these years of what they're doing. Really, do you think it really conveyed? Because I think if people who've never gone before have a chance to watch that, they really get a sense of what it is all about. Do you think that was a fair representation of what EDC is all about, or what, you know,
I think
the community
so,
is about?
They followed so many different groups, and you have
definitely
you have
yeah.
you know you kind of get the insight of like what they're experiencing. There's things that like that they shot that they didn't show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we met up with the Ray family the night of our wedding. We were doing like four-way kisses. Like I was like, my mom's gonna see this. It's crazy. And there's my you know, my best man and her, you know, the bridesmaid just sitting there like letting us do our thing and be crazy. And it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a chance with a couple friends of ours who renewed their vows. Our friend Anthony sort of ordained himself to do, and we were randomly in this one area that I guess we probably weren't supposed to be after a while because no one told us, but it was on a sort of stairway above, well, I guess that was above Kinetic Field or Circuit Grounds. I don't know, but we were above everything and no one was really up there. And so they took that moment and the fireworks were going off right after and they just quickly renewed their vows and said their vows to each other right there. And that was their first EDC.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really cool.
He gave us this. He gave us this sort of Simon candy, which I'm still impressed with how they can build
that's
this
amazing.
Candy. I still don't have any clue. I can't. God bless me. I was trying to make candy one year. It just flies off and I just get frustrated.
Yeah. But my daughter does all of ours.
Does she?
Yeah.
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 And like you said, you've brought your family into this and it's a whole family knit thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Allie, you probably called it for a particular reason too, and you're out now on
TV. Do you
need
me to pick up anything on the way home?
No, I was just checking on you.
He's on TV. I love that.
Just seeing if you're okay.
There you go. Well, she can go to VegasVideoNetwork.com/live and watch us.
Yeah, so. You can watch, babe.
You can watch us on your phone right now.
Wait, what is it?
VegasVideoNetwork.com. Don't get in an accident if you're driving. VegasVideoNetwork.com.
No, I was in the pool.
Oh, you're in the pool. Perfect place to watch it. VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. And you can watch us. And then you'll watch the tail end of it, and then it'll replay again so you can see it forevermore.
Oh, perfect.
Yay. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Definitely.
I love it.
Okay, babe, you gotta go. You're cramping my style.
Oh.
I love
Never.
You, honey.
I'm gonna go jump on a stingray.
There you go.
Love you.
All right, love you.
Pool toys.
Bye.
That is priceless. That is not even planned and awesome. I think that's amazing. For the movie, so like we were talking about, yeah. So you got to go actually see it, and yeah, there it is again. And so, and they had it in 3D. It's really fun to watch to get a really sense of what EDC is about. For you guys, so once you made the decision to do the wedding there, and were you able to bring whoever you wanted, or you had guests that were already coming to
that,
the show?
That was the hard part, telling your parents that like we're getting married at EDC,
yeah,
and the only way you can come is if you buy your own ticket, mm-hmm. you know, and they kind of were like. But it's your wedding. We should be at your wedding. So we decided to have a wedding the weekend after.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had another ceremony the following weekend, which worked out. They were happy about that.
So you had an anniversary.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just had the anniversary yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I love that. and what a way to celebrate it.
Exactly.
What a way
yeah.
to absolutely
Sometimes
celebrate it.
Sometimes it does fall on, you know, while you're at EDC or... In this case, just after. So.
So did she walk down the aisle to Tiesto or what was playing at the time
it was,
of when
Cascade,
she? Oh, it was cast perfect.
Look into my eyes. No, but that.
Are you kidding me?
That was the song. That was the song for the movie.
He did the soundtrack to the movie Cascade. Yeah. Yes.
So I just want to say, Cascade, thank you so much for the best wedding song ever.
Yeah, look into my eyes. Are you kidding me?
Aisle, yeah.
Did you see him this year at EDC?
I actually did. I was right near him. Like from me to you to him.
Wow.
And he was out kind of in the crowd, you know, but they have like other people around and they're kind of being real secretive. Uh-huh. And as soon as we notice, we're like, okay, we're going to leave. Cause you don't want to like bring attention.
Right. Yeah.
To him. Cause mm-hmm. then everybody starts to rush and
right.
it gets a little awkward.
Yeah.
For them. Those guys are superstars. You know
they
I mean?
Are. And sometimes you don't even know who they are when they're walking around. They have right. hats. They're just like anybody. Cause right. a lot of, sometimes they wear masks like Marshmello or Dead Mouse. They're kind of hiding sometimes.
Right.
So what I wanted to do in the last few minutes we have is sort of talk a little bit about some of the moments at this year's EDC.
Okay.
With particular when you're talking about Cascade or any of the other DJs, we were at Above and Beyond set and at Circuit Grounds and they had an older couple probably in their 70s or 80s mm-hmm. that helped start the set off.
Right.
They basically helped start the set.
Yeah, yeah. They pressed the button.
Yeah, they pressed the buttons. Yeah. And so, you know, you're never, that's one thing. You're never too old to enjoy something like
exactly,
this. That's
yeah.
absolutely
Those
the
guys
truth.
Wrote in and said that they were bringing their grandparents to the festival.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the first times that Above and Beyond was like, okay, this is a pre, like we've already picked our person.
Yeah.
So we definitely have to, honor you know this couple that came and experienced it. It was great to see their expressions
because
they're just like, oh my god, all these people are
as crowded as it is, and I tell people that all the time because everyone's like, oh, I don't like crowds. I'm like, you know what, it's not a club, which the crowd is totally different.
Right.
Not to bag on any of the clubs, it's just a totally different environment. You could be partying with 80,000 people on one stage, which we were. But you don't feel that. You only feel who you're around.
I mean, when you see it on, you know, on TV or whatever, you think everyone is crammed in there like this.
Yeah.
It's not like that. I normally don't go in the crowds. Mm-hmm. This year I did.
Yeah.
And it was fine. You have room in front of you. You know what I mean? You just have to create that for yourself.
Well, and when you're in a crowd like that, there's a common energy. And one of the other moments I wanted to bring up while we have the last few minutes of the show is basically, you know, what they did for Orlando.
Right.
So, you know, all three nights they did something and we were there.
That was amazing. That guy.
Yeah. He wore candy with 49 of the names of people who passed away in Orlando. And we saw, I don't remember which DJ it was. DJ Snake at the Kinetic Field had a moment with everybody. And they played Adele's Hello. And everybody was silent. 80,000. How do you get 80,000 people quiet?
Right.
You don't. But everyone's there for a common purpose. And woo, what are you doing, Scott? You're playing it over here. I think the challenge you have as a person when you're in an environment like this, so shortly after that, because there are people probably considering not going because it's a large crowd and you're not sure of anything in this life. But all I remember... with our friends on Monday morning at our house at 6 a.m. watching Zootopia. You know, we're watching animated movies. It gives you an excuse to have your friends over for a sleepover when you're 30 plus right. years old. You know, most people don't do that. It gives you an excuse to be a kid yes. and to have fun and to see innocence and to see, you know, what people are like when all of their barriers are down.
Exactly.
And that is the whole reason it exists. That's the whole reason it's successful. That's the whole reason there's more attendance. And that's the reason, you know, certain stories mar these events, but they're not about that. It's about love and acceptance
exactly.
for everyone. And yeah. it's an industry that is helping to fuel that.
The love that is out there is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I keep going back.
Yeah.
The love that everyone gives you. Because exactly. you just don't get that.
You don't. And I'll keep saying
life.
It might be my last year, but it's not. We're going to do it again. And we're going to be on the helicopter together next year,
Hell
Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. We'll see you Monday. Bye.